Brinker's on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
It's America's Money Program, Money Talk, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Money Talk is the program that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That way, you can take charge of your financial future. We talk about everything from investing in your tax-privileged accounts to saving for all of those future goals, including the education of the young sprouts. The way to get the job done, of course, is acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to manage your financial future. That's what it's all about on Money Talk. It's always been that way. The strategies and the tools to achieve personal financial freedom right here on America's Money Program. Let's get out to Tacoma, Washington. Jim, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thanks very much for taking my call. I've listened to you for many years. And I have a situation that I've never heard addressed before. I'm 75 years old. I've been retired for about 4 years. I find that my expenses, because of our real estate situation, are considerably greater than 4% of my nest egg. So I have about $3.5 million in your portfolio number three. We have a vacation property worth $1.5 million that we owe nothing on. We have a primary residence that's worth $2.5 million. The real estate taxes and the maintenance and the expenses on those homes, those properties we don't want to part with because of our lifestyle, we're taking about 8% per year out of our nest egg. And I'm thinking, okay, are we going to reverse mortgage those properties someday or just have to sell them when the time comes so that we, can continue on?
Well, there's no doubt that you're taking an extremely high rate of withdrawal from your investment portfolio. The reason that we suggest a 4% guideline is because if you take more than that, you run the risk of accelerating the eventuality of running out of money. Now, a lot of this does depend on what the markets are doing. But the nice thing about the 4% is you should be able to get most of the 4% from income because you get investment income from interest, you get investment income from dividends, and you get income from capital gains distributions. For example, in Model 3, all three of those are going to come in varying amounts. And most of that 4% withdrawal is going to be made up of interest, dividends, and capital gains distributions. Once you jack it up to 8%, there's no question that you accelerate the risk of depletion.
Yeah, so I guess I just have to plan on at some date selling off one of those properties if I do tend to run out. I guess that's really my only choice.
Well, I think that that's something that you could monitor on an annual basis, and that's what I would do. And as long as you have that second property that you can use as a source of cash, that puts you in a really terrific position. I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'd like to hear from you as we go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Rick, welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you taking my call. I first of all want to thank you for your knowledge, your insight, and particularly your patience with people week after week. It's refreshing to hear on talk radio these days.
Thank you, Rick.
I have two worst-case scenarios that I want to run by you. I'm 63. My wife is 61. We're looking at retirement in third quarter of this year. Scenario number one is a severe market downturn like we had in 2008. Our strategy on this is in the fixed income portion of our portfolio, we have taken out three separate bank CDs that have 1 year's worth of our expenses, thinking that the market recovered by 2011 and that 3 years might be a good benchmark so that we wouldn't have to draw down any equities in our portfolio if the market took a deep dive. Would you consider 3 years a good benchmark in terms of putting money away for just that type of scenario?
I like the idea of having at least 1 year, preferably 1 to 2 years. So 3 years, in my opinion, that is an excellent insurance policy to not have to take money out of an account at a time that you don't want to take it out. I think that is an excellent approach.
Great. Scenario number two is if there's a catastrophic event that there were some legal ramifications for either me or my wife. When we were very young and on our journey to critical mass, we took out an umbrella policy for $1 million, and now we are just under $4 million for our net worth. And I increased the umbrella policy value to $2 million, but of course that doesn't cover our entire net worth. Is there another vehicle or another way that you have found that we might want to investigate to make sure that the wealth we have accumulated is protected?
You know, that is a fantastic question, Rick, and I have to thank you for bringing that up. Over the 31-plus-year history of Money Talk, we have discussed this topic, and it's a very, very important topic, and that is the value and the purpose of umbrella insurance. Now, first of all, let me give you an opinion, and I still believe that I've felt this for a long time, that this is true. In my opinion, an umbrella policy is underpriced. Now, they've had a lot of time to decide on the pricing of umbrella policies, and I still think they underprice umbrella policies because for those who have umbrella policies, you know you don't pay much in annual. Let me ask you, for your $2 million coverage, Rick, approximately what would you say you pay a year? And I know it's not going to be a big number.
I think it's about $400 a year.
Yeah, that's what I mean, $400 a year, which is crickets compared to what you're getting. Because here's really what you get, and this is very, very important for those who want umbrella coverage to understand. When you buy an umbrella coverage, you think, well, I have $2 million in coverage. Now, that's all well and good, but here's what you're really buying, in my opinion. You're buying the insurance company's legal team. Think about it that way. Think about it that way. You're buying the legal team of the insurance company because you know that insurance companies fight tooth and nail to prevent paying out money that they don't have to pay out. And so they're going, and they have legal teams that are there all the time. They're on the staff. So they're going to put their legal team to work on anything that's going to threaten up to $2 million on your umbrella policy. That's the way I would look at it. I look at that. In other words, this is an entirely different way of looking at umbrella insurance, and I believe it's the best way. That $400 premium that you're paying for $2 million in umbrella coverage every year, to me, I look at that as a retainer, and a very inexpensive one in my opinion. That is a retainer, the equivalent of a retainer that you're paying in order to hire, to have working for you, that insurance company's legal team in the event of a large claim. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'll just let you know, the wife just told me it's $500 a year. But are you recommending then that...
All right, let me repeat. For what you're getting, that's peanuts.
So are you recommending then that our the amount of umbrella should match our net worth?
Well, I'm saying that if you, I was going to get there, you're jumping ahead of me, so you're anticipating my next comment. I was going to suggest to you that if you're concerned about that, that you could always try to increase your umbrella coverage. I know people that have $5 million umbrella coverage.
Okay.
I wouldn't go above your net worth, but certainly you could look at getting it up another $1 or $2 million to three or four, certainly.
All right, and I've heard some recommendations about trust and that kind of thing, but that you think the umbrella policy would be better.
Well, if you're going to get into trusts, you might be getting into whole different areas, like are you talking about leaving money to children or grandchildren or what?
No, it's just the wife and I. There are no heirs.
Well, I think in that case, I mean, you can always look into that, but I think your first priority would be to look into the possibility of enhancing that umbrella coverage. I don't think it would cost you that much to do so.
All right. Bob, I appreciate your advice and enjoy the program every week.
Thank you, Rick. More to come. Stay with us. Bob Brinker here. It's the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
Money Talk.
The Home Depot is the place for next-generation technology, like Philips Hue, the personal smart lighting system that gives you full control over your lighting through your smartphone or voice control device. Control color, brightness, sync with music, or preset times to turn lights on and off. Hue can even welcome you with a lit house as you approach. For a full list of features on Philips Hue and other next-generation technology, visit HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Attention shoppers, cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
We already know you love listening to KABC. Now you can enjoy listening to KABC and play free poker online. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and play free poker today against your friends. Listen to KABC all day and play free poker. Why drive to a card room or a casino when you can play for free with your friends? Play in single games or tournaments, customize your avatar, and more. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and listen to KABC. Brought to you by MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org.
Norm's Bigger Better Breakfasts are back for just $6.99. Bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, golden hash browns, and scratch-made buttermilk hotcakes. All day, every day for $6.99. Norm's Restaurants.
March is National Frozen Food Month. Stop by your local freezer aisle for delicious and convenient solutions for any occasion. And visit EasyHomeMeals.com to enter the $10,000 sweepstakes and view official rules. Ends April 2nd. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-2525. That's 800-461-2525. 800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Money Talk.
We are back on America's Money Program. We welcome you to join us, and we do appreciate the company very, very much. Let's get out to the Lone Star State of Texas. John, welcome to Money Talk.
Good afternoon, Bob. If everybody moves into the Vanguard total stock market index, since the large majority of the houses aren't able to beat the market, what's going to happen? Is it going to suffer the same fate that we had with the Fidelity Magellan Fund. Remember that back in the 80s and in the 90s where it just got so large and muscle bound that it wasn't able to handle all of the money that was coming in. Is that able to happen, Bob?
Well, here's the difference between the fund you mentioned, which is a managed fund. It's not an index fund. It's a managed fund. And the total stock market index, which by definition is an index. So in the case of the total stock market index, the money goes into the stocks in the allocation that the stocks have in the index. But in the case of a managed fund, it goes into the stocks that the managers think offer the best return for the shareholders. A couple of comments on this. I think the biggest comment would be this, that when you're putting money into managed funds, whether it be Magellan or any one of thousands of managed funds,
remember
that to the extent those funds are U.S. funds, that money's going in, for the most part, that money's going into the total stock market index funds, shares, I mean, because the total stock market index has thousands of stocks in it and therefore represents what you could say is essentially all of the significant stocks in the U.S. marketplace. So therefore, a high percentage of all of the U.S. stocks that are in managed funds are already in the total market index. Now, they may have different weightings. The managers certainly would have different weightings, I would think, in a lot of cases. But that's the same menu that everybody's choosing from in terms of U.S. stocks. So I don't see an issue there.
Okay. Also, let me ask you this. What is your handicap down to, maybe a 3 or a 4 now?
Oh, that would be good. is that where you are?
No, I'm an 11. I'm struggling.
What's the lowest you would be?
The lowest that I ever was when I was a young man was a 9, and now I am 69 and a half, and I am a 12 handicap, and I'm happy with that, Bob. You know,
well, you're holding. How far are you driving the ball,
Bob? I hit it between 195 and maybe 215.
And what's the longest you've driven the ball in the past?
Oh, 230, 235. According to the Titleist track man, that's what I was driving it. But
so have you seen any changes in your game over as you've put a few years on?
Oh, absolutely. I've lost 30 yards off the tee.
Whoa.
My irons, I still hit the irons about the same length, but I just don't have the club head speed.
Now, what about putting? How many putts around average?
Oh, would you believe, Bob, I write down every putt, every up and down, and all of the sand saves and everything. I normally putt between 28 to about 33 putts around.
Wow, well, you're pretty good. You're pretty good on the green then.
Well, I don't know about that, but
that's a pretty good number. 28's a pretty good number.
Well, yeah, that's on the good days. But typically, you know, on an average day, you know, I'm probably 30 to 32 putts.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of, John. Congratulations on a job well done. You're doing very, very well. All right, John, thanks for calling in from the great state of Texas. We are going to the great number one rated KKOB Radio Albuquerque. Jerry, it is your turn. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hello, Jerry.
I got a question. I retired about a little over a year ago, and I had a joint brokerage account with my wife. And in the past, I'd roll $6,500 into a Roth IRA from that account every year. And I understand now that I'm not bringing home wages, I can't contribute to that, but I've heard there's a spousal contribution, and I was wondering, since it's a joint account, is it possible to keep doing that since my wife is still bringing home a paycheck?
Yes, as long as you this can work both ways, by the way, Jerry. Let me give you an example. In your case, if your spouse earns $13,000 a year, because you're 50 or over, so if your spouse earns $13,000 a year, you would be permitted to take the entire $13,000 and invest $6,500 in your wife's account and $6,500 in your account. You would be the spouse in that case, and your contribution must, and in that case, would be covered by earned income. In this case, it would be your wife's earned income. It doesn't matter which spouse earns the income. You can both earn it. One of you can earn all of it. It doesn't matter. But you do have to earn the income that you to enough to cover what you contribute to the IRA.
Okay, great. That's what I need to know.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Jerry. Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people do. They will, if one is the breadwinner, they will spread that earned income over the two spouses in order to fund each account. And the benefit of that is it gives you the ability to put twice as much away for the future. So that makes a lot of sense. You are welcome to check out Money Talk On Demand information because you can stream our Jabber Fest to your computer, download to your smartphone as well. That is Money Talk On Demand, where the investment talk is year-round, right here on our broadcast. You can listen wherever you go, whenever you like, as many do with Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at BobBrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. I was reading something recently about something we've talked about on the program, which always amazes me, the lack of knowledge that investors have about this topic. And that is the difference between commissions, which are agency commissions, which you see on your advices, okay, the broker charged X dollars, and principal commissions, which are hidden from public view and are internally charged, internally benefit the salesperson, but are not shared with, in some cases, not shared with the customer. Now, the fact of the matter is that the customer is supposed to always be informed, but there are cases where they're not informed, and in a principal trade, a broker can tack on a handsome commission that, if they're not informing the customer about, is never seen on the advice and lines the pocket of the broker. So always be aware, if you don't see the commission for your transaction on your advice, then that looks like a principal trade, something to investigate. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
SoCal homeowners, have you heard the price of solar is going up? Well, we're driving down the price right now. It's the Semper Solaris March Mania Sale. Save up to $6,000. That's unheard of. Semper Solaris, your local and veteran-owned SunPower Elite dealer, is the fastest-growing solar and roofing company in California. Installing the most energy-efficient solar panels with the best possible warranty at the lowest possible price. Go solar and roofing American style with Semper Solaris. They're rated A-plus with the BBB and have hundreds of five-star reviews. Save up to $3,000 with the equivalent of the expired state solar rebate. Save an additional $2,000 on a new roof, plus military and online discounts. Add in your 30% federal tax credit, plus zero money down, zero payments until 2019. That's a savings of up to $6,000. It's madness! Don't wait. March Mania won't last. Call now. 213-296-1399. 213-296-1399. Or visit ZephyrSolaris.com. Rebate amount based on size of system and awarded after installation or as a discount off the system price. Tax credit based on eligibility. Consult your tax advisor. Savings based on size of roof. New customers only. Unapproved credit. Restrictions may apply. Offer ends 3/31/18. CSW number 978152.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Rob Marinko. A man in his 40s was struck and killed by at least one vehicle on the Long Beach Freeway tonight in Southgate. That crash on the southbound 710 at Firestone Boulevard was reported just before 7:30. It's not known why the guy was walking on the freeway. The Disney Marvel box office juggernaut rolls on as Black Panther is enjoying $41 million in domestic sales this weekend. Black Panther has scored more than $1 billion in sales around the world. And King James and the Cavs were no match for the Lakers tonight. L.A. defeated Cleveland 127-113. And UCLA is in the NCAA tournament, and USC is not. The KBC SoCal weather forecast, a break in the rain tonight through tomorrow, and then the west stuff comes back Tuesday through Friday. Daytime highs mostly in the 60s. Right now it's 62 in Reseda, 61 in downtown L.A. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Rob Marinko, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did he tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did he tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did he tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hey, Dan, can you believe it's our 10-year anniversary of getting a great night's sleep?
I know, Trina. For 10 years, ZQuiet has been helping couples like us kick snoring out of bed. Think of the millions of lives we've changed.
And that all happened years before other snoring companies showed up on the scene. ZQuiet really started a revolution.
Hi, we're Dan and Trina. As the founders of ZQuiet, people often ask, what sets us apart from the competition?
It's easy. Snoring was our problem, and we know what night after night of snoring does to a relationship. Visit GetZQuiet.com.
ZQuiet was developed to treat my snoring, and we realized there were other couples that were desperate for a simple and effective solution.
We're so proud that ZQuiet has become America's trusted name in snoring solutions.
Get ZQuiet and kick snoring out of bed forever.
ZQuiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Text BED to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text BED to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
Saturday mornings at 7, backed by popular demand, it's the Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, learn the strategies and secrets from the pros. That's Saturdays at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We already know you love listening to KABC. Now you can enjoy listening to KABC and play free poker online. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and play free poker today against your friends. Listen to KABC all day and play free poker. Why drive to a card room or a casino when you can play for free with your friends? Play in single games or tournaments, customize your avatar, and more. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and listen to KABC. Brought to you by MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org.
This is Money Talk.
For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to BobBrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Easily done. Just go to the website homepage at BobBrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature. Bob Brinker along with you, and we thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. We're going to Poughkeepsie, New York. Joe, welcome to Money Talk. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Can you
Howdy.
Hear me?
I hear you well.
My question is, I've been saving since 94, and I got like $500,000 in my $530,000 in my 401k. Hypothetically, if I... You know, you keep on, you're saying that you're supposed to have like a, balance it, you know, let's say half and half in, equities and, short-term bonds and then take 4%. Is there a fund that you could do that and then just draw that out that's low cost? Is there anything that you would recommend like that, even though I know you don't like to recommend that stuff?
Well, you can buy balanced funds. You can find balanced funds, or you can create your own balanced fund. But you can find balanced funds. When you do look at a balanced fund, you want to check what their equity ratio is. Because sometimes you'll find a balanced fund that's 50-50, which is kind of what you're looking for. Other times you'll find a balanced fund that might be 30 or 40% equities and the balance in fixed income. So it depends what kind of a balance. But if you're seeking a 50-50 balance, yeah, sure, it would be possible to find a balanced fund that has a 50-50 approach. Or
it would
be well, I'd rather not, but I will tell you this, that you can easily put one together by using the total stock market index for your equity portion. And in the fixed income portion, there are many different ways you can go. If you're ultra conservative, you could even put together a short-term ladder of FDIC-insured certificates of deposit. And if you were to do that, if you had half of your money in a total stock market index and half of your money in a ladder of FDIC-insured CDs, then you would have, in effect, you would have a balanced fund. Let's get Gene on the line in New York. Hello, Gene. Welcome. Gene, it's your turn.
Bob, my question is that I would like to increase the amount of qualified dividends that qualified dividend income that I receive, and I was looking for suggestions as to vehicles that I might look at. As an example, if I look at Spiders, all of that dividend income is not qualified, so I'm looking for something that be a little bit more efficient, shall we say.
Well, as long as you're following, as long as you're following the rules on qualified dividends, you should be good. You have to own the stock at least 61 days before the dividend is declared, and you have to. That's the minimum holding period, 61 days prior to the company's ex-dividend date. That's the date you're measuring it against, and no question about it. The dividend has to be paid by a U.S. corporation or through an ADR, for example, from a qualified foreign corporation. But the Spiders, they do pay some qualified dividends. And now there's another exchange-traded fund with a dividend yield of closer to 3%. It has a lot of representation in the financial sector, but you might want to look at that. The symbol is DVY, DVY. And that is an exchange-traded fund, heavily in financials, that has a dividend yield better than the S&P 500. But there are a lot of opportunities out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Gene, for checking in from New York. And, of course, there are some real benefits to collecting dividend income, and this is one of the reasons that we recommend that you try to put stock market holdings in personal holdings so that you can take advantage of the qualified dividends. Now, there are some distributions that are never in the qualified dividends part of your tax return. For example, capital gains distributions, they're taxed in accordance with the capital gains laws, and they are not necessarily taxed the same as a qualified dividend. Also, the dividends you receive on deposits with banks and credit unions, they are not qualified dividends. Certainly, dividends from tax-exempt issuers are not qualified dividends. And so there are a variety of items out there that would not be in the qualified dividend category. But there's no doubt about it. There is an excellent tax rate, which is applied to qualified dividend. It can save you a lot of money. And also, the same is true on the tax-exempt. On the tax-exempt, you are getting your money without having to pay federal or, in many cases, state taxes. You will find, in most cases, you're going to have to pay a state income tax, even on a tax-exempt bond interest payment, if it's from out of state. So I would say in the vast majority of states, They will tax you on the state income tax if your municipal bond interest is from out of state. So that is something else to keep in mind. Let's get Ron on the line in Honolulu, listening to the great KHNR Radio Honolulu. Yes, Ron, welcome.
Oh, Aloha from the Sandwich Islands.
Aloha.
We get you live from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Sunday. It's really great.
Well, that's fantastic. And we also want to say hello to all of our listeners in Honolulu on the great KGU radio.
Oh, yes.
Ron, it is your turn.
Thank you. This happened a while back, but it still counts because I had a 401k through Fidelity. I don't know why I didn't stick with Fidelity. It's kind of dumb on my part. But I got laid off from my job at the telephone company. Now, I rolled it over, $23,000. It's not a million like some of your other calls, but I think this will help your listeners and callers nevertheless. I rolled it over to an annuity through an insurance company through a bank in Hawaii. I don't know if I'm supposed to name names. But anyway, a while later, I needed the money. I needed the money. Now, when I took it out, of course, you know about the surrender charge. And he's still there, right?
Well, that would be if you're under the age of 59 and a half or if you lost your job before you were 55.
Right. And I just told the person before I got online with you, if you're 55 or older, if you get laid off from a job, you're actually exempt from the penalty, right?
Yeah, you would still have. That's right. That's what I just said. That's the opposite of what I just said. In other words, if you lost your job before age 55, then you could get hit with a penalty. But if it happened at 55 or over, you should not have to pay the penalty. However, the money is taxable income.
Right, and what happened was the surrender charge amounted to the entire amount. I didn't lose a principal dollar wise. But every penny of the slightly over $1,000 in interest I lost, I guess they considered that to be the surrender charge. And
as I said, if you were 55 or over when you lost your job, you should not have to pay the penalty.
Oh, what about the surrender charge?
Well, the surrender charge is the penalty.
Yes?
Yes, the surrender charge equals the penalty. Now, I don't understand if you lost your job at age 55 or older, I don't understand why you had to pay a penalty.
I don't either, because you know I was listening to a program on TV that if even though you don't have to be at 59 and a half, if you were 55 and lost your job or and separated from your job in any way, you were not you didn't have to pay the was it 10%?
That's my understanding. I believe that information is correct, that if you leave your job at age 55 or older, I don't believe you should have to pay the surrender charge / penalty of 10% at that point. If you leave your job before age 55, yes, I think you would get hit with the surrender charge / penalty. But in your case, at 55 or older, I would not expect you would have to get hit with it.
Yeah, I had to pay something. I must have been something.
Well, yes, you have to pay ordinary income tax, yes.
Oh.
You have to pay federal income tax as it's applicable, if it's applicable at your income level, and you also have to pay the state of Hawaii. Let's get Karen on the line. Karen's in Chicagoland. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi, this is Sharon from Chicago. How are you?
Thank you. We're fine. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I have a question, but before I ask you, I want you to know that I've been listening to your show for over 20 years, and I have successfully put education funds together for my three children. Two have already been educated, and one has three more years left. So thank you for that.
You know, Karen, I just think that's one of the finest things that a parent can do for their children is to help them get a good education. I just can't really think of too many gifts that are greater than that.
That's all because of you, and I'm so grateful, and I thank you for that. So my question is, because of a quadro, I recently have come into an IRA worth about $700,000. It's all in cash now, and I've been listening to your show. I get bits and pieces, but I'm trying to figure out if well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about putting it into all Vanguard index funds. I'm looking at U.S. large cap, about 33%, U.S. mid cap, about 14%, international stock, about 32%, U.S. short bond, 8%, U.S. intermediate bond, about 8%, and U.S. long-term bonds, about 3%. That's kind of aggressive. I'm 53 years old. if I choose to do this, should I dollar cap cost average or just kind of drop it in? The people at Vanguard say their advice is put it all in now. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess I would ask you, Karen, with the market near all-time record highs and having basically tripled in the last 8 years, why would you want to become aggressive now?
Right. So would you 50-50, and if so, would you...
Well, I mean, you know, it depends. It depends really on your, you know, this is just one slug of money. I mean, I think you should be managing your money from the top down, taking all of your money into consideration, not just this particular slug. So if you add this particular slug to all of your other money, how much do you have?
Well, most of it's in the IRA. I have about $150,000.
Okay, so that takes you up to $850,000. $700,000 plus $150,000 is $850,000. Anything else?
No, I sold my house, and I'm renting now. I'm looking for something
okay.
to buy. And
well, that money is going to be spent on real estate. So we have $850,000, of which that IRA is in stock market.
No, it's in cash right now. It was a Quadro.
So, all right. So all $850,000 is in cash. All $850,000.
$850,000 is in cash, and I have another maybe $150,000 in the market now.
Okay, well, I thought, wait a minute, $850,000 is in cash. I thought you said it was $700,000 plus $150,000. Now there's another $150,000?
Well, the money is from the sale of my house. Is it sitting?
Well, no, you're going to use that. You want to have that available in case you want to buy another house. We don't want to make
right.
you rent for the rest of your life unless you want to. So no. I think that, frankly, I'm going to take a balanced approach. In this money, I'm going to take a balanced approach, which is probably going to place me roughly in a 50-50 portfolio. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Money Talk.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Want to look good? Salt-based water softeners can make skin and hair silky smooth. Want to feel good? Salt makes muscles strong and keeps your brain healthy. And of course, salt makes meals nice and tasty. Salt can also de-ice roads for driver safety. It's easy to forget. Salt is at our service all day, every day. So let's celebrate during World Salt Awareness Week. Visit worldsaltawarenessweek.org to learn more. Want to look good? Salt-based water softeners can make skin and hair silky smooth. Want to feel good? Salt makes muscles strong and keeps your brain healthy. And of course, salt makes meals nice and tasty. Salt can also de-ice roads for driver safety. It's easy to forget. Salt is at our service all day, every day. So let's celebrate during World Salt Awareness Week. Visit worldsaltawarenessweek.org to learn more.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention car owners, you know, many of you tell me it's hard to find the time to sell your car, so you just take the trade-in value without checking out your other options like CarStub.com. CarStub.com is the new marketplace to sell a car, truck, van, or SUV hassle-free. CarStub.com's convenient service will send a friendly appraiser to your home or office and give you a free, no-obligation offer. You get more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassles of private party sales. CarStub.com makes selling a used vehicle easy, and they do all of the DMV paperwork. And if you need to upgrade to a new car, CarStub.com can help you with that, too. My friend Derek Emery, he's the owner. He's known as Sledgehammer Derek because he will buy any car, even if it's got dents in it. How much cash are you driving? Find out. Call 800-870-1841. That's 800-870-1841. Or submit your car for free at CarStub.com. Busy lives need convenience, so that's why you have to visit CarStub.com today. When you change your car, you change your luck, and you change your luck at CarStub.com. Check them out. Do it today.
This is Money Talk.
It's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. We talk frequently on Money Talk about the topic of mutual fund investing. And there really are three categories of mutual funds. We have open-end mutual funds, which can either be no-load funds or load funds. We have closed-end mutual funds, which trade like a stock, but frequently trade at a discount, sometimes a premium, to the net asset value of the securities held within the fund itself. And then we have the third category of mutual funds, and those are the exchange-traded mutual funds. Now, the really big difference between open-end funds that are no-load or load funds and exchange-traded funds is the fact that exchange-traded mutual funds, ETFs, trade during the day. But of course, they share that trait in common with the other category, closed-end mutual funds. Closed-end mutual funds are generally listed on an exchange and trade during the day. As I mentioned, within the context of the open-end mutual funds, you have two categories. You have the no-load open-end mutual funds, and then you have the loaded open-end mutual funds. I have always concentrated on the no-load open-ended mutual funds because you don't pay a sales commission to purchase or redeem the shares. Why should you? There's no reason when there are thousands upon thousands of no-load open-end mutual funds. No reason at all to pay a commission to buy or redeem shares in a mutual fund. So, that's the open-end category in the no-load area. And then you have the load area, which can charge you 5-6% or more just to buy the shares or just to redeem the shares. Hey, that's your money going down the drain. I don't recommend that course of action ever. Then, of course, we have the closed-end mutual funds. The thing you want to be aware of with the closed-end mutual funds, which can trade at a discount or a premium to the net asset value, you want to remember that if you're looking at an initial public offering, there's usually about a 5% commission priced into the offering price. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you buy a closed-end mutual fund on the initial public offering, at $25 a share, there's probably about $1.25 in commission in that price. What does that mean to you? That means that you get the shaft because the $25 that you paid for that initial public offering closed-end share actually has a net asset value on day one of just $23.75 if it has a 5% embedded commission, which is very commonplace in the closed-end marketplace. That's why there's really no reason, as a general rule, to be buying a closed-end mutual fund on an IPO. Why? So that you get the privilege of paying a 5% or so commission? So with the closed-end funds, once you get that net asset value at the same price as the share price, then you have parity. Frequently, you'll see discounts in a closed-end mutual fund because the price of the shares is completely dependent on supply and demand in the marketplace because they trade like a stock. And so it's quite common for a closed-end mutual fund to trade at a discount. Sometimes they'll trade at a premium. In either case, the net asset value is what it is underlying the shares. And that brings us back to that third category, which is the more recent category, and that's the exchange-traded mutual fund. So anytime you hear ETF, always remember this, because very few people will tell you this, but I will. Whenever you hear that acronym ETF, the true acronym would be ETMF, exchange-traded mutual fund. Now, exchange-traded funds trade during the day, and that is the big difference between the exchange-traded mutual fund and the open-end mutual fund. The open-end mutual fund is priced on the close every business day and can be transacted, purchased, or redeemed on that price every day, whereas the exchange-traded mutual fund, the ETF, that's trading all during the trading day, depending on which exchange it's listed on. So these are the fine points, the key points to know when you're talking about mutual funds. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us here on the Starship. Our program coordinator is Ravi Chandran. Our producer is Meredith Oakes. And our technical directors are Angel Bordon and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time. Happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.